కల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాతమృత ద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ది టెక్స్ట్ ఆన్ ది బోర్డ్ ఇస్ టెక్స్ట్ 21. So what we are going to do is that we are going to chant text 21 and read the translation and purport. Then I'll read the balanced translations after that. Sri Brahmo Vacha Ahobata Sura Shrestha Ahobata Sura Shrestha Hi Abhadram వహ్ కిం మహాత్ వహ్ కృతం మహాత్ హీ అభద్రం వహ్ కృతం మహాత్ బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం బ్రాహ్మణం దంతం బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం దాంతం ఐశ్వర్యాన్ నాభ్యనందత ఐశ్వర్యాన్నాభ్యనందత. శ్రీ బ్రహ్మోవాచ అహోబత సురశ్రేష్ట హీ అభద్రం వహ్కృతం మహాన్ బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం దాంతం ఐశ్వర్యాన్నాభ్యనందత. Prabhus. Sri Brahma Vacha Aho Bata Sura Shrestha Hi Abadham Vakritam Mahat Brahmishtam Brahmanam Dantam ఐశ్వర్యాన్నాభ్యదందత. శ్రీ బ్రహ్మ ఉవాచ అహోబత సురశ్రేష్ట శ్రీభద్రం వాకృతం మహాన్ బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం దాంతం ఐశ్వర్యన్నాభ్యనందత. శ్రీ బ్రహ్మ ఉవాచ అహోబత సురశ్రేష్ట హీ అభద్రం వక్రతం మహాత్ బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం దాంతం ఐశ్వర్యన్నాభ్యనందత. మాతాజీస్. శ్రీబ్రహ్మ ఉవాచ అహోబత సురశ్రేష్ట హి అభద్రం వక్రతం మహాన్ బ్రహ్మిష్టం బ్రాహ్మణం దాంతం ఐశ్వర్యన్నాభ్యనందత. గోన్ గోన్ Sri Brahma Vacha. Lord Brahma said, Aho, alas, Bata, it is very astonishing. Surashrishtaha. Oh, best of the demigods. He, indeed, Abhadram, injustice, Vaha, by you, Krutam, done, Mahat, great, Brahmishtam, a person fully obedient to the Supreme Brahman, Brahmanam, a Brahmana, Dantam, who has fully controlled the mind and senses, Aishwaryat, because of your material opulence, Na, not, Abhyanandata, welcomed properly. Translation purport by His Divine Grace by Charandan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Translation, please repeat. Lord Brahma said, O best of the demigods, unfortunately, because of madness resulting from your material opulence, you fail to receive Brihaspati properly when he came to your assembly. Because he is aware of the Supreme Brahman and fully controlled of his senses, he is the best of the Brahmanas. Therefore, it is very astonishing that you have acted impudently towards him. Purport. Lord Brahma recognized the Brahmanical qualification of Brihaspati, who was the spiritual master of the demigods, because of his awareness of the Supreme Brahman. Brihaspati was very much in control of his senses and mind. Therefore, he was a most qualified Brahmana. Lord Brahma also chastised the demigods for not properly respecting this Brahmana who was their guru. Lord Brahma wanted to impress upon the demigods that one's guru should not be disrespected under any circumstance. When Brihaspati entered the assembly of demigods, they and their king Indra took him for granted. Since he came every day, they thought they did not show him special respect. As it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Being very much displeased, Brihaspati immediately left Indra's palace. Thus, all the demigods, headed by Indra, became offenders at the lotus feet of Brihaspati, and Lord Brahma, being aware of this, condemned their neglect. In a song we sing every day, Narottama Das Thakura says, Chakshudan Dillo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Se. The Guru gives the spiritual insight to the disciple. Therefore, the Guru should be considered his master life after life. Under no circumstances should the Guru be disrespected. But the demigods, being puffed up by their material possessions, were disrespectful of their Guru. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.17.27 advises, Acharyam Mam Vijaniyan Navamanyate Karhichit Namatya Buddhaya Suyate. The Acharya should always be offered respectful obeisance, and one should never envy the Acharya, considering him an ordinary human being. So I'll read the rest of the translations from 16. So it goes like this. While Indra, the king of demigods, thought in this way and repented in his own assembly, Brihaspati, the most powerful spiritual master, understood his mind. Thus he became invisible to Indra and left home, for Brihaspati was spiritually more powerful than King Indra. Although Indra searched vigorously with the assistance of other demigods, he could not find Brihaspati. Then Indra thought, alas, my spiritual master has become dissatisfied with me, and now I have no means of achieving good fortune. Although Indra was surrounded by demigods, he could not find peace of mind. Hearing of pitiable condition of Indra, the demons following the instructions of their guru Shukracharya, equipped themselves with weapons and declared war against the demigods. The demigods' heads, thighs, arms and other parts of their body were injured by the sharp arrows of the demons, and the demigods headed by Indra saw no other course but to immediately approach Lord Brahma with bowed heads for shelter and proper protection. When the most powerful Lord Brahma saw the demigods coming towards him, their bodies gravely injured by the arrows of demons, he pacified them by his causeless mercy and spoke as follows. Lord Brahma said, "O best among the demigods, unfortunately because of your madness resulting from your material opulence, you failed to receive Brihaspati properly when he came to your assembly. Because he is aware of the Supreme Brahman and is fully in control of his senses, he is the best of the Brahmanas. Therefore, it is very astonishing that you have acted impudently towards him." Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaita Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are in a very interesting portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are actually entering the prelude of Vritrasra Leela, which is kind of a crux of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, where perfect surrender in all terms is clearly established. In fact, sometimes Bhagavatam is simply known in other scriptures as the scripture which actually speaks about Vritrasura. So Vritrasura Leela is so important in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are getting to the prelude of this whole Leela. We are warming up for this whole Leela. And this happens because after speaking about Daksha and his sons, then Shukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj about the daughters of Daksha and how these different daughters gave birth to different progeny and what happened to this different progeny. And in the process, Shukadeva Goswami also mentioned a very interesting thing about Tvashta's son Vishwarupa. And then he said that he became the priest of the demigods when Brihaspati became angry about Indra and cursed him. So then Maharaj Parikshit, who is a very attentive listener, immediately picks up this anomaly. This is the quality of a listener, that he is so attentive that he can immediately pick up something which is being told, and he can pose intelligent questions so that it can be properly expanded. So we can see this quality in Arjuna, we can see this quality in Parikshit, we can see this quality in Vidura, that they are so attentive in listening to their spiritual master. They are so attentive. And immediately when there is some small thing which is being said, then they understand, oh, this is important point, then immediately they ask a question. And then the whole thing gets expanded. By this one question of Parikshit Maharaj, the whole leela of Ritrasura gets expanded. That why did this happen? So this is one quality which is very important to a practitioner of devotional service. When Bhagavatam is actually explaining the qualification, Vyasadeva, in the second shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains the qualification of people to enter Srimad Bhagavatam. Because every book, the reader should have certain qualification. Without that qualification, the reader cannot enter that book. So for Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva explains the qualification as Nirmat Sarana, that one who is not envious. But this is too high a qualification. As practicing devotees, we are victim of envy. And this is the whole thing about Indra, that he became victim of envy. That we are victims of envy. So how do we enter Bhagavatam? So for us, Vyasadeva gives two qualifications. He gives two qualifications in the end of the same shloka. He says there are two more qualifications of a sadhaka who can enter Bhagavatam. So one qualification is he should be Kritibhi. The second qualification is that he should be Shushrushu. Kritibhi means one who has given up sinful activities and taken up seriously performance of devotional service. This is the definition of Kritibhi. That means that we follow regulative principles properly. When we follow regulative principles properly, there is no question of sinful activity. And then we sincerely do devotional service. A sincerity in devotional service. This is Kritibhi. Shushrushu means that we are eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Shushrushu. A person who is actually waiting to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He is so eager that the process of hearing Bhagavatam or hearing from the spiritual master becomes his overriding priority over everything else in life. That simply he wants to hear. Shushrushu. So this is the qualification of sadhaka. So we have to develop this qualification so that we can be qualified to enter Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyway, we can see practically Sukadeva Goswami actually showing this quality that when something is mentioned, then immediately there is a question asked. Now, how did this happen? And then the whole leela spreads out in front of us. And now we are in the situation where that Indra, he became so puffed up because of his own situation that he is sitting with his wife on the throne and all the demigods, Gandharvas, Kinnara, they are all singing his glory, saying, oh Indra, you are so great, you did this, you did that, you are the universal governor, everybody listens to you, you control wind, you control rain, you control this, you control that, so much glories of Indra being, and then he is saying, I'm great, yeah, good, yeah, go on, please glorify me more and more. It's so nice to hear. And then Brihaspati enters. And while Brihaspati is entering, Indra is saying, oh, this fellow is a Brahmana, I am maintaining him. What is he? He is just a poor Brahmana. He doesn't have anything. One dhoti, one kaupin. And see my glories. All these Gandharvas, Kinnaras, my juniors, they are all singing my glories. And here comes this one Brahmana with shikha and one dhoti. Why should I get up? He has his seat. He is not a child. He knows where is his seat. He can find his seat. He can go and sit there. What big deal? He should respect me. I am the king. And then Brihaspati thought, okay, this guy needs some hard knocks. He needs some hard knocks. He's already getting knocks of Maya. So he needs something to learn. So there are different ways by which anger is expressed. Anger is expressed sometimes by chastisement. If you do something wrong, you get heavy chastisement. And anger is expressed in this way. The authority expresses anger in this way. This is the easiest method of expression of anger. because you got the reaction immediately. You did something wrong, your spiritual master chastised you, and then you are happy. Okay, I did something wrong, I got back, I learnt my lesson, I am quite happy. Okay, finished. Okay. But you do something really big, big mistake, then there's no chastisement, there's only silence. And that's really bad. That's really bad. That's really bad. I heard from Prabhupada disciples that Prabhupada sometimes get angry and then you chastise them and they are okay. But then sometimes Prabhupada becomes so angry that he's simply silent. Then everybody is scared. Nobody wants to go near him because they're so angry. His Prabhupada is so angry. So like this, Brahaspati became so angry that he became very silent. No cursing, nothing. Very silent. And also he vanished from in thin air, literally speaking. Because Indra is control of all directions. He is sending all directional demigods. Find my spiritual master. This is how pride works. That I have the power to find my spiritual master. I can find my spiritual master. It's no big deal. He is there in front of me. He is here. He is there. He is in USA. He is there. He is flying here. He is flying there. I can find him. But really, we don't know what is the meaning of finding the spiritual master. What it means to find the spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is saying, Brahmana Brahmite, Kone Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye, Bhaktilata Bich. The spiritual master finds you because of your good fortune. We are going on the road, we are rotting in the material world, we are going on the merry-go-round of this material world, up and down. Merrily we are going. And the spiritual master, out of causeless mercy, finds us. Okay, this idiot is going up and down. Let me find him. Let me give him some mercy. Let him become sensible. But then we have to do our bit to find the spiritual master. What is our bit to find the spiritual master? This is very important to know. How to find our spiritual master? Do we find the spiritual master physically? That okay, he is there. He is sitting in the rooftop. My spiritual master, he is visiting the rooftop. Did I find him? No, I didn't find him. The spiritual master is found in three things. The instructions for methods, rules and regulations for performing devotional service. This is where the spiritual master is found. This is how spiritual master should be found. He is giving us specific instructions. He is training us in methods. He is giving us the rules and regulations to perform devotional service. By following these methods, by following these rules and regulations, we can find the spiritual master. By no other way we can find the spiritual master. It is very clear that Indra is so opulent, he is so powerful, he runs this universe. He runs the three worlds. He is the boss of the three worlds. Bhurbhuva Swa is under his control. So he is sending competent people to find the spiritual master. Just like the scientists have this huge machine, particle collider. They have built it somewhere in Europe. And they want to find God particle in this particle collider. They think that by mechanical means, by material arrangements, they can find God. They can find the spiritual master. So Indra is thinking that by material arrangements, I can find my spiritual master. By my material opulences, I can find my spiritual master. But spiritual master is not material. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. They explain, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, Krishna says. This is quoted. Prabhupada quotes this, the purport. So, but why does one come to this stage that one thinks that by material arrangements I can find my spiritual master? What is a disease which leads to this? This is very nicely analyzed by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. That what causes this disease in a disciple who starts thinking that by arrangement of material facilities I can find my spiritual master. So the cause of the disease is explained as familiarity. Familiarity is the cause of this disease. That one becomes very familiar with the actions of the spiritual master, that he starts looking at the spiritual master in worldly terms. He sees, oh, the spiritual master, my spiritual master, he is also having two hands, two legs, one mouth. He is eating, he is hungry, he is passing stool, he is getting sick. He needs my help. He needs my help. I have to maintain him. I give donations to him. If I am not there to serve him, what will happen to him? What is the use of having a spiritual master without any disciples? So as disciples, we are the ones who are actually maintaining the spiritual master. If we are not there, there is no meaning to him. Whom he will instruct? How he will get his glories? His glories are because of us. We are the disciples. We have given him everything. We have given him name. We have given him fame. We have given him glories. And we are also maintaining him on top of it. This is called as familiarity. We may not exactly think in these terms, but we may act in these terms. Without thinking like this, this is the disease. That acting in these terms without thinking like this, this is called as Maya. This is Mayavada philosophy. Mayavada mentality means to bring down the guru to the level of a normal person. This is Mayavada mentality. Many times we have confusion about Mayavada. We think that we are not Mayavadis, which is correct. We are not Mayavadis, we are personalist. But because of our association with Maya from time immemorial, even though we are trying to become personalist, we are influenced by Mayavada mentality. Which means that we start thinking in terms of our understanding about Guru and Krishna. I understand that I am like this, so Guru also should be like this. Krishna also should be like this. And this is exemplified when normally an unqualified devotee has close association with the spiritual master. Therefore, for our own good in our spiritual life, we should maintain a respectable distance from the spiritual master. If we are not qualified enough. How to find we are not qualified enough? Because this is another disease. I spend some time in the movement. I give some classes, then I think, okay, I am qualified. But then how to find whether I am qualified or unqualified? Very easy to find whether I am qualified or unqualified. Simply we have to see what was our feeling when we saw our spiritual master for the first time, and what is our feeling when we are seeing spiritual master today. Have we maintained that neophyte mentality? That means we have not grown. We are stagnant in our spiritual life. That is still okay. Because at least you are stagnant, you are not going down. But if, you know, there is so much excitement to meet the spiritual master when we first saw him. But at this point of time, when we see the spiritual master, there is not so much excitement. Okay, he is there, I am there. That means we have gone down. We have gone down. When we saw the spiritual master the first time, there is so much excitement. When I see the spiritual master now, there is more and more excitement. Then there is advancement. Then we are actually finding the spiritual master. Then there is advancement. Then we are finding the spiritual master. It's very easy. We can see how we deal with our spiritual master. It's not some rocket science to find out whether I'm advancing or not. How much progressively we are becoming enthusiastic to serve our spiritual master. And another aspect of this service, because we may think that, okay, when I saw my spiritual master in the beginning, I was jumping only 5 centimeters up from the floor. But now, when I see my spiritual master, I am jumping 10 centimeters up from the floor. So this is advancement. Yeah, true. But this physical or this physical manifestation of higher enthusiasm should be matched completely with the increased enthusiasm to follow his instructions. This is the real advancement. How much increasingly I am attracted to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So for that, first we have to remind ourselves, what is the instruction of the spiritual master? Spiritual master give us some simple basic instructions. What is that? Chant minimum 16 rounds offenselessly. The first instruction he gave us. Chant minimum 16 rounds offenselessly. So how much our enthusiasm is there to increasingly chant, and how much our enthusiasm is there to increasingly chant offenselessly? Or how much our enthusiasm has grown to criticize devotees, because now we are senior devotees and we know about the politics of the movement. We have spent a lot of time, we are seniors, we know about the politics of the movement. Yeah, this devotee, I know what he did. This devotee, I know what he did. So our increasing enthusiasm is to criticize devotees. Is this what is happening in our life? Or is our increasing enthusiasm is to appreciate devotees? I know what's happening in GBC. When I am ABC, I know what's happening in GBC. So the point which I'm trying to make is that familiarity comes when we start disrespecting the basic instructions of the spiritual master. Increasingly chant offenselessly, the first instruction. Second instruction is following the regulative principles. Follow the regulative principles. So these are basic things that don't, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Basic instructions. But how much serious we are following in these instructions? We may think that, okay, it's okay, I am following, no problem. I am following for regulative principles, there is no issue. Okay. But do we really understand, or are we increasingly becoming sincere in following the regulative principles? Do we really get into the bottom of the regulative principles to see what they actually are driving us to? What is no meat eating driving us to? It simply is driving us to only accept Krishna Prasadam. Do we think seriously that I should only accept Krishna Prasadam, nothing else? Not a biscuit, not some pasta. I'm getting into controversy. No problem. But do we start thinking about these things? That how do I purify continuously and increasingly my eating, sleeping, mating and defending? Or I am satisfied with what I am doing. I am quite happy with what I am doing. These are ways to avoid familiarity. Normally, when you are approaching a mountain, the more you go near the mountain, the more you start feeling how small you are. The more you go away from the mountain, the more you start feeling how small the mountain is. Practice of Krishna consciousness should increasingly make us feel how insignificant we are. If that feeling is not arising in the heart, then definitely we will become victim of familiarity. Because we are moving away from the mountain, and the mountain starts looking smaller and smaller. And then we start thinking how insignificant the spiritual master is. That I am able to manage my spiritual life. Then I start doing two things. If the spiritual master is available, I start advising him. I give him advice. Gurudev, this is not right. You should do like this. Or if he is not available, then I start finding fault with what he has already done. Prabhupada is okay. He is a great acharya. He did many things. But he has his limitations. We should not take everything what he said to be right. We should apply our own intelligence to discriminate what we should take from Prabhupada and what we should not take from Prabhupada. Not that everything is to be accepted from what Prabhupada said. Yeah, he said certain things. He is an old Bengali gentleman. He had good heart. And somehow he also achieved a lot of things. But still, that does not mean that we should not use our intelligence. And Prabhupada himself said, please use your intelligence. And Prabhupada himself said, actually Prabhupada says in one purport, in fifth canto, he says that, I don't know everything. He says that, he has written that, I don't know everything. And then say, okay, Prabhupada said himself that he doesn't know everything. So we don't have to accept what Prabhupada said. So this is the whole idea of coming up with the familiarity of what a spiritual master is. That as we move away from the spiritual master, as we move away from the mountain starts looking smaller and smaller. Instead of the mountain start looking bigger and bigger. Then there is some real danger. Then we need to step back, look at our own complete arrangement of our spiritual life. Take association. Associate with devotees who are able to appreciate the spiritual master. Associate with devotees who are able to appreciate Prabhupada. Then see how we can work out our disease of trying to find the spiritual master by our material facility. How we can get back that vision. Janme janme Prabhu say. That life after life, I am indebted to my spiritual master. How to get back that vision of proper understanding of dealing with the spiritual master. I just wanted to close this class by reading something from Prabhupada's lecture. It's a lecture on 6.1.28.29 given in Philadelphia, July 13, 1975. Prabhupada says, avidya vinasha jayate krishna prapti haya. So these are the things. Avidya vinasha jayate. Avidya means ignorance. We are full of ignorance. So Guru's duty is to open the eyes, and by opening your eyes, he will give you Krishna. So this is the process. So you should be very much careful not to cheat Krishna, not to cheat Guru, and become very sincere and follow. Then it is guaranteed. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye, Guru Krishna Kripa Paye Bhakti Lata Bija. Two things required. You cannot jump over Krishna neglecting Guru. Then it is finished. If you want to jump over Krishna, without the favor of Guru, Krishna is not so easy. These things should be very carefully observed and no offense. Sincerely follow, then Krishna will protect. And your progress in Krishna consciousness to go back home, back to Godhead, will be assured, ensured. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Comments, questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you for giving such a wonderful and practical class. So as my question is that you are talking about the taking prasadam, the devotee they take prasadam. But you know, in some cases we said, we see that prasadam is not cooked by devotees, like I find in Gada Kitchen and Govinda Restaurant, they are not cooked by devotees. And we take that prasadam, we get affected and our consciousness goes down. In that situation, what should a devotee should do?
First of all, I think you should revisit your question, because I know personally that Govinda's Kitchen, the cook is a devotee.
No, not all devotees. I say that personally, Mataji, many Mataji, because I am serving there.
Oh. Okay, so I talked about Govinda's Kitchen, the person is a devotee. Okay. Regarding Gada Kitchen, the person, there are some devotees, there are some who are not devotees. Okay. That's one aspect. Okay. The second aspect, coming to personal Krishna consciousness, coming to the practice of personal Krishna consciousness. Okay. If you think that one place is not appropriate to eat, okay, nobody is stopping you from not eating there. Okay. You have to decide what you want to do with your life. There is no rule that if you don't eat in Gada Kitchen, you cannot enter into Goloka Vrindavana. Okay. So let's be practical in trying to do what we can do. In Krishna consciousness, the first rule is that you have to improve yourself. Okay. When you improve yourself, the surroundings around you will automatically improve. That's how it works. As long as you are looking outside, which is the normal system in material world, that we have this idea that when the entire world become Krishna conscious, then I will become Krishna conscious. Okay. This is typical material mentality, that I will place the blame on everybody else except me. Okay. So the rule of Krishna consciousness is that you place the blame on yourself, not everybody else. In your own Krishna consciousness, you become pure, and purity is the force. The more you become pure in your own Krishna consciousness, the more Krishna will empower you to do what you want to do. You understand how it works in Krishna consciousness? Okay. It's not going to work in any other way. It's not going to work by management meetings. It's not going to work by any other way. Of course, these are all important, but the real basis of change in Krishna consciousness is the change you'll bring to yourself. Okay. So generally, this is also another disease, that we easily look at the fault of others. Oh, this kitchen is not okay. That management is not okay. This GBC is not okay. That Govindas is not okay. It's true, they are all not okay. But am I okay? This is the question which you need to ask yourself before looking at the fault of all the other places. Okay. And there's another principle. Okay, there's another principle in management. Now I'm going to management. Okay, there is another principle in management. Okay, the principle of management is that you, wherever there is influence, you work on that. Okay, wherever there is concern, leave it, because when there is a concern without influence, there is no management will work. Okay, but wherever there is influence, you can work on it. So where you have influence, you think about it. You have influence on yourself, so you work on it. Okay, you work on yourself. You have influence over small amount of people who are dependent on you. Work on them. Okay, like this, when Krishna sees you are very sincere, Krishna will put you in a position where you will be able to influence these places which you are talking about. Then correct it. It doesn't happen the other way. You understand?
Thank you, Guruji. You such a practical application. Also, one thing is that not Chetan Babu says himself, the visaya ne khai visaruman. Thus, I am just not in term of finding faults. I am in term of just because I am the part of that. I am taking prasadam there.
So don't take prasadam there. So if you see, this is the whole problem. Okay, if you think that a place is inappropriate, this is a principle. I am not discussing about this place or that place. Okay, if you think a place is inappropriate, don't take prasadam there. Very simple. Okay, now then, where will I take prasadam? Okay, that's where the endeavor comes. You understand? Krishna consciousness, nothing is easy. Okay, don't blame somebody else for your lack of Krishna consciousness. Don't say that I am taking prasadam in such and such place, so my Krishna consciousness is affected. Oh, correct that place. No, correct yourself. Don't take prasadam there. It takes one gas stove, okay, and half an hour of effort to cook khichdi. Every day take khichdi.
But as a matter of this, because I am part of Prabhupada movement, I think that I should also do something for movement.
Yeah, if you want to do something for movement, chant offenselessly minimum 16 rounds every day. Okay, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu became chairman of GBC. Okay, so he wanted to do something substantial for the movement, so he went to Vrindavan and started chanting 64 rounds every day. Okay, while doing his responsibility. You understand? Okay, so there is a sincere desire which will manifest according to your sincerity. Understand? So become sincere first. Purify your desire. Okay, we have to change things. Change is inevitable. Whether you change, I change, anybody change, change will happen. But the beginning of change should be internal. This is very important. Without internalizing change, if you try to change the external atmosphere, it's going to be a fight against Maya which you will lose. Because unless every devotee understands that I have to internalize the change, the movement is not going to change. The movement is not going to change by Morchagiri, you know, down, 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 down. This is outside world. Okay, they think that they can bring change by coming to the streets. Okay, but the revolution of Bhagavatam is going to change by removing the sinful mentality from our hearts. This is the actual revolution. Tadvag visargo janata aga viplavo. The more we remove the sinful mentality from our heart, the revolution will go forward. This is the actual practical way of bringing about revolution. This is Prabhupada's revolution. That he simply removed the sinful mentality from people's heart. And because of his purity, he was able to do that. So our biggest service to Prabhupada is not to bring management change. Our biggest service to Prabhupada is not to build big buildings. I'm not saying they're not very important. They are important. Okay? But the ultimate service to Srila Prabhupada, do you know what is it? Do you want to know what is it? Prabhupada says by his own words to the preface to Bhagavad Gita, he says, if one person becomes pure devotee by reading this book, then I will consider my movement to be success. So, I want to serve Prabhupada, you want to serve Prabhupada, everybody wants to serve Prabhupada, this is what we are supposed to do. Strive with our heart, mind, soul, with all our resources to become pure devotee. Then this is success. Then Prabhupada is successful. And Prabhupada is successful.
I was telling you, you are a leader in management and you are also dealing with management. So you can... You are influential, you can do, you can work it out. That's why I am telling my one concern.
I understand why you are telling me this, okay, but you also have to understand what you have to do. This is a two-way process. Anyway, we can talk also separately, okay. But let's see if there are some other questions.
Because many devotees, they are waiting.
Let's see if there are other questions. Mataji wants to ask some question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. I wanted to ask, because you were saying how we jump over our spiritual master to Krishna, and at times we also jump our immediate leaders, maybe our husband, maybe our Sankirtan leader or president, no? So how we can do, if we have done this, how can we, you know, change it, you know, and really see how we can see also the Guru through our God brothers and our immediate authorities, how we can develop this mentality more.
In yesterday's class, Vrateshri Mataji made a very important point. She said that the symptom of knowledge is humility. Yes, Mataji? Something like this, I am paraphrasing. Okay. She said, symptom of knowledge is humility. Okay. This is a very important point. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Okay. So, knowledge should naturally lead to humility. And when knowledge leads to humility, then the symptom of humility is that we start appreciating people. Okay. Despite their defects. It's not that people are not having defects. Okay. Because we are having defects, we are in the material world. If you are not having any defects, we will be in spiritual world. So defects, it's not having defects is denied. But the nature of a person is that where he looks at, that we look at defects or we look at what we can pick up from someone. Vishnu Chakra Thakur explains about 8 types of people, that Mahat, Mahattama, Mahattara and all these things. Okay, and same way Asadhu, Asadhutama, Asadhutara, like that, you know. The best among the human beings to the worst among the human beings. Okay, Krishna Chakra Thakur explains the whole range of people. Okay, at least we should be sadhu, which means that while we are aware of the defects of a person, we should also be equally aware of what we can appreciate and what we can associate for with that person. Normally, we easily get attracted to defects because that is what we are. Okay. It's easy for us to find defects because that's our first line of defense. I am bad, let me find what is bad in him so that I am defended. I don't have to be exposed. But we have to make a conscious effort to find what is good in people and what we can appreciate from them. That takes conscious effort. And that effort becomes easier when we try to chant without making offense. It's a conscious effort. The whole point is that we have to be conscious of these things. It doesn't happen automatically. There is nothing automatic in Krishna consciousness. It doesn't happen automatically. We have to take conscious effort to identify what is going wrong with this, and we have to take conscious effort to do some course correction. Then it becomes easier. Then we can appreciate devotees. Then we don't jump on leaders. Then we don't jump on devotees. If we develop some proper positive appreciation towards them. While we will also understand that sometimes these qualities we should not associate with. It's not the person. It's more the qualities that we should not associate with. Then it becomes easier. It's okay? Mataji, from behind.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. I'm a neophyte devotee. How I should look at my spiritual master, how to render service to him. You explained in a nice way. So I hope I'll always render service to my spiritual master and obey his orders. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, there's one more question. We have 2 minutes more for darshan, so I hope it's a quick question.
Yes, Prabhu, I will not be so long. My name is Lalita Vishaka Devidasi. Thank you. Very nice lecture, Prabhu. I agree completely with you about Gada building in Prasada or this matter. And Prabhuji, also I agree with him. You are a senior devotee. Probably in the past life you have been also devotee. And I see myself here also. This little Prabhu there in front of you. And
by the way, I am not a senior.
Yeah, I think that what Prabhupada say also about prasadam, that we should be careful where we take prasadam. He also speak about that matter. And he said also only brahmana should cooking for Krishna. So I have heard for many years ago here in Gada building from many Western country devotee, they don't accept us so much to take prasad in Gada building. And some reject also to take prasad in Govinda restaurant. So now we're going to have very nice temple, and we everyone want to advance in this in the right path. And I think good prasad will purify everyone. Thank you.
True.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Radharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.